And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. My grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the bricks, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
Yeah, you are listening to the Grillin' Guys show each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're broadcasting live from our beautiful studios in downtown Grand Rapids. We took a pass on going to the Michigan-Michigan State game. Might be the biggest mistake we've made as Grillin' Guys, but here we are having a little bit of fun down here. It's going to be a great Saturday afternoon. West Michigan, I'm looking outside. I got almost my bluebird skies, a little bit of cloud. We're going to be 50s. Great day to get out and fire up that grill. Invite the buddies over. 3:30 start for that Michigan-Michigan State game. Big Ten Network. It's going to be a lot of fun this afternoon. Going to be a great game. My Spartans are a 10-point dog in that game, but looking forward to having a great tailgate this afternoon with some buddies, cooking up some good stuff. I'm Jop. Sitting across from me is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, Bob?
Oh, I'm just reading some funny Facebook posts. Got a bumper sticker here that says, "I'll pay for your contraception when you pay for my ammunition." I like that one. That just fits with hunting season, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's got Barbecue Bob all over it.
Yeah. Yeah. From Chase Nermico here, he shot a gorgeous, looks like about a 10-point buck up in Grant. So congratulations to you up there. It's time. They're starting to move. I'm getting all jiggy.
Yeah. Get up in that tree and make it happen.
You know, Jop, the Pure Michigan Hunt is something you brought to my attention a few weeks ago. And what a great concept where you literally spend $4 and it's available for 2013. Right now, but basically they'll pick three winners in 2013. You go to the DNR-elicense.com, and there's no limit to the number of applications a hunter can put in here, or number of applications hunters may buy. So you could literally do it like a lotto ticket, you know, and buy a couple hundred of them. But basically what you get if you're picked, they'll pick three people from around the state of Michigan. The 2012 winner got a Darton crossbow, a .30-06, a 12-gauge, a camo ground blind from Ameristep, a guided hunt, Sitka cam, vests, and here's the best prize of them all, a Rapid River knife. Love me my Rapid River knife.
Yeah, but what you're missing is the big point there is if you win this thing, what licenses do you get? You get to go hunt like a bevy of animals.
One of everything. And this guy, this dude named Dan Bowdoin of Waterford won it here, and he got a record 6x6 bull elk, and they think it's going to like be the state record elk.
I know. How cool is that? And guys, these things are out there. They're $4 a pop. Any license agent, wherever you get your licenses, has them to sell. As Bob said, you can buy as many of them as you want. Get in a drawing.
Buy it for somebody for a gift.
Yeah.
You know?
How cool is that?
Oh, my
gosh.
Buddies.
I got a couple other DNR items here. One that, another record, this is huge. A guy named Joe Seeberger up in Antrim County. Caught on Lake Bel Air in Antrim County, caught a state record muskie. Bob, this thing is 59 inches long. That's one inch short of 5 foot. And it's 58 pounds, 29 inches in girth. That is like a freshwater shark.
Man, it's a circus ride.
They show the picture of this thing. The teeth on this thing are like an inch and a half long.
Oh, my
this
gosh.
This is unbelievable fish. But
go swimming,
so,
kids.
So, yeah, if you ever go up to Lake Bel Air, I don't know if I'd be swimming too much,
don't
kids.
Be skinny dipping.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think you've been
especially
on a worm.
Especially if you're endowed.
But another thing, a little more serious note from our friends at the DNR, is this weekend is the special disabled firearm hunt. So, guys, if you're out there in a tree and you hear some shooting going on, just know that the state has made special provisions for disabled hunters to be out this weekend, the 18th through the 21st, to use their firearms to get a jump on deer season and put some venison in their freezer. So, pretty cool things the DNR is doing and tracking the records and making available these multi-game hunts just by winning a lottery. We live in a cool state. It's a great time of year to be outdoors. And guess what? When you shoot any of that game, what are you going to do? You're going to bring it home, and you're going to grill it. And that's where the grilling guys come in. We are avid sportsmen. We love being out there gathering this game. But once you bring it home, there's a couple tips that you need to do to make sure that your game doesn't get gamey.
Yeah, right? And I think Uncle Ted said it best, care of the carcass.
That's exactly
and
right. And
this kind of weather, you know, it warms up during the day. If you're up at deer camp, like I'll be headed up for right before rifle, I'll go up to Hawkins for like 5-6 days. And if it gets warm during the day, you have to have provisions to keep that thing cool. So what you might want to do is have at least a big plastic tarp. You might want to make sure that wherever you're hanging it, it's not in the sun. If it's going to warm up above like 40 degrees during the day, you better have that thing wrapped. I would take the skin off it right away and consider quartering it and hanging it in a way that it'll bleed out in a day so that you can start aging it right while you're at deer camp. That way, by the time you get home and take it to your butcher shop or you process it, you've got your 7 days of aging. You've got the carcass off. You've got the skin off it right away. You've got it rinsed off. You got all the glands cut off. You'll have some beautiful meat if you care for it like that and keep it cool. And if you can't hang it for that long, You can at least hang it for a day and bleed it out. Quarter it up, hang it, and then bring some extra coolers and throw that baby right on ice so that it stays cool.
Yeah, you don't want to freeze it, but no. You want to keep it on ice and keep it down around 40 degrees, 38 degrees, and it'll start aging in there. And keep it out of the water, guys. Put it in a bag or separate the ice. You want to keep it cold, but you don't want to keep it wet. The water will not be good for the meat, but you need it in a cool environment and it'll start aging in that environment.
If you wrap it in cheesecloth before you bag it, it'll suck up that blood. If you don't have cheesecloth, take a couple rolls of paper towel and just put in the bottom of each bag about a half a roll of paper towel and then throw that venison on there. It'll suck up all that blood because that gives you the irony taste. That's
right, and it's a strong flavor, and it's really, once that flavor is set into the meat, it's impossible to get it out of there. This is what a lot of people don't like when they have venison, is that strong venison flavor. Well, what it is it wasn't properly handled after you cleaned the animal, and then that strong flavor sits in, and you really want to avoid that, because if you do this the right way, venison is as good as any meat you will have.
Mm-hmm.
It's lean,
better.
It's good for you, it's very flavorful, and you know there's some special techniques that you need to use when you cook it, because lean, you don't ever want to take this over medium rare, maybe medium, but that's it. You know, get it up to 130, 135 degrees when you're cooking it, and stop. Because you take it much farther than that, you're turning great meat into shoe leather. Wouldn't you say that, Bob?
Said.
Yeah.
Done.
Exactly. So we've got a great show this afternoon. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. And coming up, we're going to make the transition from those summer beers to the winter beers and the fall beers. And nobody better to take us down that road than our friend Tim Surprise from Arcadia Ales down in Battle Creek. Tim's put a big addition on his place, actually doing a second location. So we've got some exciting stuff we want to talk about there. We're going to have our friend Tim Sobey from Sobey's Meats, the butcher over there. We're going to talk about the kind of meat that you can bring to deer camp and how to take care of it if you're up there for 5 or 6 days at a time and you don't have coolers. Are there some meats you can leave out that are cured? Are there others that you can't? And we're going to break that down for you. So
it's time to carve up some backstraps, boys.
Yeah, it is. And we got a great recipe for that as well. Going to make some backstrap kebabs, wrap them in some vegetables and things. So we'll get all those. But you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. If you're listening to us, you're preparing to get out there and fire up that grill, create a little grill envy. We'll be back.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.